Brahmacari. Jaunatira Brahmacari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Girivardhari. Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Girivardhari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Janaranjana. Jamunatira Vannachari. Jamuna Tira Vannachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhav, Jaya Radha Madhav, Radha Madhav, Jaya Radha Madhav. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Haribol.
Jang Vishnupad, Paramhamsa Pariprajakacharya, Astatara Sata Sishyamat, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki, ISKCON BPT Founder Acharya Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki, Sri Sri Radha Madhava Vasishakrabinda Siman Mahaprabhu Ki, Sri Sri Panchatattva Ki, Nishinga Dev Prahlad Maharaj Ki, Mayapur Navadeep Dham Ki, Harinam Sankirtan Ki, Sri Krishna Janmashtami Mahamahotsav Ki, Samaveta Gaur Bhaktavinda Ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Ajnanati Virandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshus Unmilitang Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadatisha Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhan Nitamsya नमः विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्यत्य दशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिष्ये नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अवतरेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी संध्या कृष्ण श्री कृष्ण जन्माष्टमी सो वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग फॉर लास्ट फ्यू डेज ऑन डिफरेंट एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण सो टुडे इज द थर्ड डे सो आई वॉज थिंकिंग हाउ टू स्पीक एंड आई हर्ड फर्स्ट डे ऑल्सो इट वॉज स्पोकन फ्रॉम कुंती देवीज प्रेयर And yesterday's class also is full of Kunti Devi's prayers. So I thought maybe tradition should continue. So I have picked up a series of verses. And the first of this series is first canto, chapter 8, prayers by Queen Kunti, text number 32. And I'll be discussing on the verses from text 32, text 35. On the basis of these four verses, I will try to explain on the appearance of Lord Sri Krishna in this material world. So we'll chant together this text 32, which is on the board, and that this verse will be the basis of our discussion. Kechitahur ajam jatam. पुण्यश्लोकस्य कीर्तये जद प्रियस्य अन्नवाये मलयस्यैव चन्दनम् केचिताहुरजं जातम् पुण्यश्लोकस्य कीर्तये जद प्रियस्य अन्नवाये मलयस्यैव चन्दनम् केचिताहुरजं जातम् पुण्यश्लोकस्य कीर्तये जद प्रियस्य अन्नवाये मलयस्यैव चन्दनम् प्लीज रिपीट माताजी। Kechit, someone. Ahu, says. Ajam, than born. Jatam, being born. Punnaslokasya, of the great pious king. Kirtaye, for glorifying. Jadaha, of King Jadu. Priyasya, of the dear. Annavaye, in the family of Malayasya, Malaya Hills. Eva, as Chandanam, sandalwood. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Some say that the unborn is born for the glorification of pious kings, and others say that he is born to please King Jadu, one of your dearest devotees. You appear in his family as sandalwood appears in the Malaya Hills. Please repeat. Some say that the unborn is born for the glorification of pious kings. Others say that he is born to please King Jadu, one of your dearest devotees. You appear in his family as sandalwood appears in the Malaya Hills. Purport. Because the Lord's appearance in this material world is bewildering, there are different opinions about the birth of the unborn. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord says that he takes his birth in this material world, although he is the Lord of all creations and he is unborn. So there cannot be any denial of the birth of the unborn because he himself establishes the truth. But still, there are different opinions as to why he takes his birth. That is also declared in Bhagavad Gita. He appears by his own internal potency to re-establish the principles of religion and to protect the pious and to annihilate the impious. That is the mission of the appearance of the unborn. Still it is said that the Lord is there to glorify the pious king Yudhishthira. Lord Sri Krishna certainly wanted to establish the kingdom of the Pandavas for the good of all in the world. When there is a pious king ruling over the world, the people are happy. When the ruler is impious, the people are unhappy. In the age of Kali, in most cases the rulers are impious and therefore the citizens are all continuously unhappy. But in the case of democracy, the impious citizens themselves elect their representative to rule over them, and therefore they cannot blame anyone for their unhappiness. Maharaj Nal was also celebrated as a great pious king, but he had no connections with Lord Krishna. Therefore Maharaj Yudhishthir is meant here to be glorified by Lord Krishna. The Lord had already glorified King Jadu, having taken birth in his family. Although he is known as Jadava, Jaduvira, Jadunandana, etc., he is always independent of such obligation. He is just like the sandalwood that grows in the Malaya Hills. Trees can grow anywhere and everywhere. Yet, because the sandalwood trees grow mostly in the area of Malaya Hills, the name sandalwood and the Malaya Hills are interrelated. Therefore, the conclusion is that the Lord is ever unborn like the sun. Yet he appears as the sun rises on the eastern horizon. As the sun is never the sun of the eastern horizon, so the Lord is no one's son, but he is the father of everything that be. Mukam kurati vachalam pangur langhayate giring yat kripa tamaham mande sri guru dina tarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya ishwaram namo vishnu padaya krishna 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 So, appearance of Lord Krishna, Prabhupada says in the purport, is very bewildering. And Kunti Devi is starting his prayer with this bewildering statement. Two contradictions are mentioned by Kunti Devi in her prayer. Ajam Jataha. Kunti Devi is telling Lord Krishna is unborn and is telling Jataha, he has taken birth. Contradiction. If someone is unborn, then how he can take birth? In the same way, if someone takes birth, then how he can be unborn? Contradictions. But Srila Prabhupada explains these contradictions in the character of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be reconciled if we take shelter of the inconceivable potency, the Achinta Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said that Krishna is the smaller than the smallest and the greater than the greatest. Contradictions. He is telling he is within this material world, but he is not in this material world. He is within everyone and without everyone, but nobody can see him. All contradictions. But all these contradictions can be nicely reconciled if we take shelter and understand the inconceivable potency, the Achinta Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is beyond our material relative understanding. That is the first step. So one reporter just tried to trick Srila Prabhupada. He asked a question to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, your God can create a stone which he cannot lift. It's a very tricky question. If he can create a stone, if he can lift, then he is not God. At the same time, he says, if he can create a stone but which he cannot lift, then he is also not God. So he was very tricky in his question. But Prabhupada, his pure devotee of the Lord, is more tricky than him. He said, yes, the Lord can create a stone which he cannot lift, but after some time he can lift that also. So that is the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which cannot be reconciled by our material understanding. Therefore, Krishna is inconceivable, achintya. So therefore, Kunti Devi is telling here, ajam jataha, Krishna is unborn, but he has taken birth. He says also in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, that ajopisan appayatma bhutanam ishara apisham prakitim samadhisthaya sambhavami atma mayaya. Krishna says, I am unborn, but I appear in this world by taking shelter of my internal potency, atma mayaya. In the purport of this verse, Prabhupada says, Krishna's appearance is like the rising of the sun and setting of the sun in the sky. And from this analogy, we can draw four nice conclusions. Just like sun appears in the east, it doesn't mean that sun takes birth in the eastern horizon. And eastern horizon is the father of sun. And he dies in the western horizon. We cannot say that. It appears and disappears. In the same way, Krishna appears in this world and disappears. He does not take birth and at the same time he does not die. Another conclusion from this analogy is that it's not that when sun is rising in the eastern horizon, that time sun is there. And when he is setting in the western horizon, sun is not there. It's not like that. Sun is always there. Sun is always there. But due to our conditioned seeing power, sometimes we can see the sun and sometimes we cannot see. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other acharyas, they say, just like Krishna's pastimes are eternal, his appearance is also eternal. How come Krishna is appearing every moment in this material world. Now he appeared in this universe 5,000 years ago, then he disappeared. But his appearance is taking place now also in some planet, in this material world. But we cannot see it because of our limited vision. But Krishna is always there, and Krishna's pastimes are always there. That's why Krishna's pastimes in material world are also called Nitya. Krishna's Rasalila is also happening somewhere in this material world. Krishna's appearance is also taking place at somewhere in this material world. Every pastimes of Krishna, including his appearance, is constant and eternal. But due to our limited vision, sometimes we see in this universe, because we are in this universe, and he disappears from this universe, therefore he cannot see. The way sun is always visible. When sun is setting in the western horizon here, but he is available in some other place in this world. So in this way, Krishna is always there, but we can see according to our limited vision. Second. Third one is, sun is not limited by the time factor. It's not like when sun appears in the eastern horizon, after 1 hour he is 1 year, 1 hour old. Then he comes into this middle sky at 12 noon, that time he is 12 hours old. And when he goes in the western horizon, that time he dies, that time he is maybe 16 years or 18 hours old. It's not like that. So we say, oh, Krishna was 1 year old, 5 years old, then he left this planet by when he was 125 years old. It's our limited way of seeing Krishna's age. So Krishna is not bound by the time factor of this material world. Rather, when sun dictates the time, it's not that sun is dependent on the time. Rather, time is dependent on the sun. When sun is up, that time is 12 noon. It doesn't mean that because of the 12 noon, sun is there. It's not like that. So in the same way, this material time is dependent on Krishna. It's not that, oh, Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago and then he lived for 125 years. That's our limited material understanding. Krishna is not limited by the time factor of this material world. That's the third. And fourth, who can understand how the sun is appearing, disappearing, how the sun functions? Who knows this science? Who is a great astronomer. He knows the science of sun. In the same way, in order to understand the science of Krishna's appearance and disappearance, we have to know the science of Krishna consciousness, which is pure devotional service. Unless and until we understand the science of Krishna consciousness, we cannot understand the appearance and disappearance of Krishna in this material world, the way only an astronomer can understand the rising and setting of sun in the sky. So in this way, we can understand the transcendental nature of Krishna's appearance in this material world. Other example Prabhupada gives. Prabhupada gives the example that fire is there in the wood all the time. Just like Krishna is there all the time. So fire is always there in the wood. And there is different process how we can extract fire from that wood. Some may take a stick, lighting stick, and match stick and put on fire, and fire can manifest. Someone can take two wood and rub, and by that fire can manifest. If someone very expert mantra chanter from Gurukul, so then they can chant mantra and fire can manifest. Right? So different way fire can manifest, but that is the same fire. And fire is there in the wood. In the same way, Krishna is always there. But he appears in this material world in through different means. Sometimes he comes out from the pillar. as Lord Narasingadev. Sometimes he appears from the nostril of Lord Brahma as Varahadev. And not to talk about that, Kapil Muni, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he took shelter of the semen of his father and appeared in this material world. So it doesn't mean, oh, he took shelter of the semen of Kardama Muni, just like us, we took shelter of the semen of my father. It's not like that. Then you can, if you are like that, then that same Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared from the pillar. So if you have to establish that because you appeared by taking shelter of the semen of your father, you are God, then come and try to come out from the pillar, appear as Lord Singhadev. That you cannot do. So therefore, another way also, when Krishna appears, he does not take any shelter of all this. It's like direct transfer, telegraphic transfer. But it, how he appears? From spiritual world, he appears in the heart of Vasudev. And from the heart of Vasudev, he is transferred to the heart of Devaki and he appears. He does not take shelter of any semen or any other means. Directly he transfers. So in this way, Krishna's appearance can be in many different ways. So I'll try to explain now the different reasons why Krishna appears. It's very bewildering. Many devotees, many acharyas have explained many different reasons. Here Kunti Devi also, in four different verses, starting from text 32, going through text 35, she explains five different reasons of Krishna's appearance in this material world. Krishna also explains in Bhagavad Gita why he appears. He says, Paritranaya sadhunang vinasaya duskritam dharma samsthapanathaya sambhavami juge juge. He says, I come into this material world for three reasons. To deliver the pious people, annihilate the demons and establish the principle of religion. These are the three reasons I appear in every yuga. But Kunti Devi here, she explains five different reasons why Krishna appears in this material world. First, he says, in text 32, Punna Slokaya Kirtaye. He says, he comes for the glorification of the pious king. He comes into this material world to glorify the pious kings of this world. That is the first reason. And when he has some reasoning to come, he exhibits some quality also of his character. So out of these five reasons, he exhibits three qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. First one is humility, second one is compassion, and third one is reciprocation with the devotees. Three qualities Krishna exhibits in these five reasons listed by Kunti Devi in her prayers. So first, Krishna is known as Uttama Sloka. He is praised by choicest poetry by his pure devotees. But why Krishna appears here? He is telling to glorify the pious king. So the Uttama Sloka, who is glorified by everyone, but out of his humility, he comes to glorify the pious king. That is the nature. Prabhupada said that humility is the ornament of a pure devotee. And same humility is the ornament of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we all want to become big. We think if we become big, then we can become God. But in order to become God, God has two qualities. He is greater than the greatest, but he is smaller than the smallest also. So first we have to become humble in order to achieve the greatness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, first quality Krishna exhibits is his humility, because that is the foundation. Whole spiritual world exists on this quality of humility. So Krishna also appears and exhibits that quality of humility by giving all the credit, just like he gave all the credit to Arjuna, all the credit to the Pandavas to establish the principle of religion in this world. But actually everything was done by Krishna, but he never took any credit. That is very, very important in our life also. Even if we enter into devotional service, we want to take the credit. I have done it. When some success come, he said that success has many fathers. Failures is an orphan. If failure comes, no, I am not responsible. No, I am not responsible. But success comes, I have done it. I have done it. This is the nature of the conditioned soul. And even if devotional service also, when some great thing happens, everybody wants to take the credit. And because of that, we are in this material world. And if we continue to have that nature, we will continue to exist in this material world. Because that quality is not there in the spiritual world. If you want to take credit, be here. If you want to give credit, you can go to the spiritual world. Because spiritual world, everybody wants to give credit, nobody wants to take the credit. But here in this material world, everybody wants to take the credit. But Krishna does not want to take the credit. He gives all the credit to his devotees. Srila Prabhupada also, when he established the society, Krishna consciousness, he never took any credit for himself. He always gave the credit to his spiritual master, Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pariprajak Acharya, his divine grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and he also gave all the credit to his disciples. That is the way. Wherever we may be, we have always have superiors and always have subordinates. The best way to situate ourselves, we should feel from the heart that I am achieving success by the mercy and shelter of my superiors and by the help and support of my subordinates. And in the same mood was exhibited by Srila Prabhupada, and if, in order to achieve that mood, we have to develop this quality of giving credit to all of them, not taking any credit for myself. So in this way, Krishna is trying to give credit and exhibiting the quality of humility. Then Kunti Devi is telling that why Krishna appears. Others say that the world being overburdened like a boat at sea is much aggrieved. Then he appears to remove the burden of sins on this earth. So by this Krishna exhibits the quality of compassion. Is very, very compassionate. Why he appears? When Mother Earth approached Brahma and all of them went to Krishna, then out of compassion for Mother Earth, Krishna appeared. And why he appears? Another reason is given. Yet others say that you appeared to rejuvenate the devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping and so on, in order that the conditioned souls suffering from material pangs might take advantage and gain liberation. So Krishna comes to give the process of ninefold devotional service. Navada Bhakti, he comes to give that. And by that, he shows his compassion to the conditioned soul so that the conditioned soul can take advantage of this nine processes of devotional service and get liberated from the miseries of this material world. So these are the two other reasons, and by these two reasons Krishna exhibits the quality of compassion. And then Kunti Devi is explaining two other reasons why Krishna appears in this material world. He says, you appear, others say that you are born to please King Jadu. And other reasons, others say that both Vasudev and Devaki prayed for you, and because of that, you appeared as their son. This is called reciprocation. Krishna reciprocates with his devotees. So, out of reciprocation, out of love for his devotees, mainly the devotees of Jadu dynasty, and because of the prayers, intense prayer of Vasudeva and Devaki, Krishna appeared to reciprocate with them. So, out of reciprocation, Krishna appears in this material world. Now you may ask questions that all this thing which has been explained by Kunti Devi in her prayer can be achieved by incarnations of Krishna. Why Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, living in Vrindavan, Vrindavan Krishna, why he has to come here? All these purposes which have been explained by Kunti Devi and whatever has been explained by different other sages, other devotees and other scriptures, all this can be achieved by Krishna's incarnations. The original Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vrindavan Krishna, does not have to appear for all these reasons. Then why Krishna comes? Original Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna comes in this material world. He does not come in every yuga. He appears once in a day of Brahma. He never comes in every Dwapar Yuga. He comes only once in a day of Brahma. When he comes in the 28th millennium of the 7th Manu. So, one day of Brahma is ruled over by 14 Manus. So, out of these 14 Manus, when the ruling of 7th Manu is there in this material world, and each Manu has 71 Chaturyuga or 71 millennium. So out of this 71, when 28 millennium comes, in that Dwapar Yuga, Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears in this material world. And why he appears? He appears because of two reasons. He's telling, Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, why Krishna appears. He is telling, Premoras nirjas korite ashadan, ragomag bhakti loke korite pacharan. Two reasons. He comes to enjoy or release the mellow of Braja Prema Bhakti. Premoras nirjas korite ashadan. He comes to release the conjugal love, the mellow of the gopis' love of Vrindavan. He comes to release that. And why he comes? Again, another reason. Other reason is Ragomarga Bhakti Korite Pracharan. He comes to teach the people in this material world Ragomarga Bhakti. So, you may ask how this can be achieved by Krishna. When Krishna appears, he has two reasons I explained. One is for oneself, Swahetu and Jagatahetu. He appears for his own reason and he appears for the reason of this people of this material world. Jagatahetu. Before Krishna appeared, people in general in this world only practice Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. And through Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, one achieves Prema Bhakti and goes back to the spiritual world, Vaikuntha planets. Because if you render Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti and develop Prema Bhakti out of that, then you have only access to Vaikuntha planets. We don't have any access to Goloka Vrindavan. In order to have access to Goloka Vrindavan, we have to render Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. So therefore, Krishna comes to give that Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. So what is the difference between Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti and Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti? Because I was interviewed by one lady who is doing research on Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And she was asking me a question that people say in ISKCON they only do Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. There is no Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti in ISKCON. So I was surprised to hear that. And because they have a misconcept what is Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. And I was trying to explain her. Because it's very nicely explained by Rupa Goswami in Rector of Devotion. I think people, devotees of ISKCON should know also very carefully, otherwise we may be also bewildered. What is Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti? Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti is to render devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master following the scriptures out of duty. That is called Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti is a spontaneous devotional service out of love, attachment for Krishna. That is Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. So this attachment and spontaneity will appear in the heart. Is nothing external. And who can render Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti? He must have two qualities. first quality is that he should be at the level of nishtha bhakti. At the level of nishtha, raganuga bhakti begins. It's not like we have so many anarthas, we are attracted by so many sensual pleasures of this material world, I start practicing artificially raganuga bhakti. No. Raganuga bhakti develops in the heart, internally. And you should develop a lobha, or greed for Krishna. These are the two qualities of raganuga bhakti. And that is developed within the heart of a sadhaka when he is given the mercy by the spiritual master Vaishnavas. And when one performs raganuga sadhana bhakti, he has two features. He has one sadhaka rupa and one siddha rupa. Just like Rupa Goswami, he is a raganuga bhakta. He has one sadhaka rupa as Rupa Goswami. And he has a siddha rupa as Rupa Manjari. What he does, the siddha, sadhaka rupa is external. Externally, we have to continue our Vaidhi sadhana bhakti. It's not that when you become raganuga bhakta, you don't do Vaidhi bhakti. No. You have to continue. Just like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, all these Goswamis, they were all raganuga bhaktas, eternal consorts of Krishna in Vrindavan. But while he is in this material world, having a body in this world, they had this Vaidhi sadhana bhakti. Rupa Goswami was chanting also. Raghunath Das Goswami also chanting. They are all chanting. They are performing Vaidhi sadhana bhakti. But internally, they are releasing the intimate pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan as different manjaris of Vrindavan. So therefore, this raganuga bhakti will be developed within. It's not like during Prabhupada's time, generally we go to different other places to get, they say Krishna, ISKCON doesn't give Swarup Siddhi. Means we have eternal Swarup in the spiritual world. So if you go to a spiritual master outside available, they will say you, okay, your Swarup is peacock in the spiritual world. It happened during Prabhupada's time. So one of the Prabhupada disciples, maybe he got the concept that he is a peacock in the spiritual world. So one day they are searching, where is that devotee? He is not in Mangal Arati. Somebody was searching and saw that he is locking him in the room and just practicing. And just like making the sound of a peacock and trying to practice how to become peacock in the spiritual world. So this is not raganuga bhakti. So people misunderstand. Oh, somebody become gopis, somebody become manjari. It's developed within the heart. Siddha Swarup is developed within. It cannot be given externally by giving a mantra like that. But people misunderstand that and think, oh, I have got this mantra and I came to know what is my Swarup in the spiritual world. This is totally nonsensical and highly rejected, strongly banned by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And we should also try to understand very carefully and don't be bewildered by the false promise of different other gurus from different other society to say, no, ISKCON does not give. If they give only Vaidhi bhakti, they don't give raganuga bhakti. And they say, oh, they are only following Vaidhi sadhana because they don't know what is raganuga. So raganuga means we have to follow in the footsteps of ragatmika bhaktas of Vrindavan, those who are eternal associates. So we are rupanuga bhaktas, no? We are following the teachings of Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami is a normal person, or who is he? Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari in the spiritual world. We are following Prabhupada. So Prabhupada is ordinary living being. Prabhupada is the eternal associate of Krishna in Vrindavan. So we are following him. If we follow Prabhupada, who follows Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he follows Rupa Goswami, we are in parampara of raganuga bhaktas or not? But people get bewildered. No, ISKCON does not give raganuga bhakti. So it's a false concept. So therefore we should be very, very careful that we are following raganuga bhakti and it is available in ISKCON, provided we are very sincere and achieve the level of nishtha bhakti by following strictly the rules and regulation of Vaidhi sadhana bhakti. So Krishna comes to give that raganuga bhakti, but we people get confused what is raganuga sadhana bhakti. So Krishna comes to give that raganuga sadhana bhakti. Nobody can give that. any other personality of supreme personality of Godhead, they cannot give it. Only Krishna can give Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti. Therefore, he appears and shows us the eternal pastimes of Vrindavan in this material world, so that conditioned souls get attracted by that and develop that attachment and go back to the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan. So that is the purpose. Krishna appears in this material world. Now, how Krishna will appear in our life as a sadhaka? I'll give two examples. Examples of Parikshit Maharaj, how Krishna appeared to him. And I'll give the example of Jamal Arjun tree, how Krishna appeared to them. So Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by Sringi. And when he was cursed, Parikshit Maharaj is praying to the Lord that Krishna has appeared. How Krishna has appeared to him? As Brahma Sapa Rupa. So Krishna has appeared in the form of a curse. So therefore, Krishna may not appear just like he appeared to Mother Yashoda or Mother Devaki. It may appear in a different way to sadhaka. For a sadhaka, Krishna appears as a trouble in this material world. That's why Kunti Devi is praying that Bipada Santu. Krishna, please give me suffering. Why? Because when we suffer, if we take that suffering as the mercy of Krishna and take shelter of Krishna, then Krishna reveals. Just like Pandavas, when they are in trouble, they never thought, oh, Krishna is very cruel, we are pure devotees of God, Krishna is giving only trouble. No. If you analyze the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, first chapter, that Earth, Mother Earth goes to Krishna to appear. Why? Because she is in distress, problem, right? Why she went to Krishna? Because of problem. And because of problem, she approached and Krishna appeared. And after Krishna's appearance, more problems. Just like in Vrindavan, before Krishna appeared, it was peaceful. After Krishna appeared, it was full of demons. More problem. So you should not think, after accepting Krishna consciousness, our life will be free from problems. We have a concept, no? Artho. Who comes to Krishna? Artho, Arthati, Gyani, Jigyasu. Out of four, one is Artho. But in Kali Yuga, most of the people come to Krishna because of Artho. They are so distressed. Artho, Artho, Artho and Artho. Everybody comes to Krishna out of distress. Why? Oh, if I approach Krishna, then our distress will be relieved. It's called Mukti Kami. We should not become Mukti Kami. The devotees of Vrindavan, they never wanted to become free from these disturbances. When disturbances come, what they do? They take more and more intense shelter of Krishna. For a devotee's life and life of others people, problems will be the same. Maybe for a devotee, problem will be more than other living entity, those who have not taken shelter of Krishna. Just like if you see the most surrendered devotees, they have most problem in their lives. Lives of Pandavas, Vrajavasis. In the same way, in order to take shelter of Krishna, we have to have problems in our life, because that intensifies our surrender and shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. If we have an easy life, life becomes complacent, and complacency reduces our intensity of devotional service. Therefore, who sincerely want to have Krishna, Krishna gives problem to them, and they don't see this problem as a problem. They see these problems as an opportunity to surrender more to Krishna. The way Parikshit Maharaj took that curse, he took that curse as mercy of Krishna, and because of that, he got Sukadeva Goswami, he got Srimad Bhagavatam, and through that he got Krishna. So as a sadhaka, we should be ready in that spirit of mind, that if you want to achieve Krishna, problem will come more because that is the test of Krishna given to us as a sadhaka. And if we take shelter of Krishna in that problematic situation as the mercy of the Lord, then Krishna will appear in our life. That is the first way to look at it. Another is Jamalarjun tree. Nalkubera were cursed. Again cursed. Cursing by Narad Muni. And they got cursed and appeared as tree in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Right? So when we get in touch with the pure devotees, is a mercy or curse? Everything is mercy for a pure devotee. So Narad Muni's curse was a blessing for Nalakubera because of two things. He got the chance to appear as a tree in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj and had the opportunity to see all the childhood pastimes of Krishna in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. You can get that opportunity. But by the curse of Narad Muni, Nal and Kuber got the opportunity to see the pastimes of Krishna in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Then what happened after that? Then Krishna came and liberated Jamalarjun tree and they went home back to Godhead. Why it happened? Because it is desired by Narad Muni. So if we get the sweet desire of the pure devotees to go back to the spiritual world, that desire of the pure devotee is the only way we can achieve Krishna. By our own endeavor, we cannot achieve Krishna. If a pure devotee is very pleased and if he desires, please Krishna, please make you available to this pure devotee, then Krishna appears and delivers that conditioned soul. Just like Narad Muni, he wanted that Krishna will come and deliver this Jamalarjun trees. And because of the sweet will of Narad Muni, Krishna appeared and delivered Jamalarjun trees. And I had a nice analogy, just like we are like the Jamalarjun trees and courtyard of Nanda Maharaj is ISKCON and Prabhupada is Narad Muni. If we get the favor of Prabhupada, then what we have to do? We just have to stay. Just like Jamalarjun trees, what they did? They just stayed in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. In the same way, if you just stay in ISKCON by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, then one day Krishna will definitely come, will deliver us from the clutches of Maya and take us home back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Time is up, so if you have any question, I don't know, maybe one question you can take if you have, otherwise you'll end the class. Any question you have? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Krishna Chandra Bhagavan ki jai, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.